Good morning. I bring you greetings from Cross Lanes Chapel in the New Forest in the south of England. You're most welcome to listen in to our services today, which are pre-recorded and uploaded to sermon audio and also to our website, Cross Lanes Chapel. Each week, a letter is sent out with a devotion on it and also the praises and the reading for the services. And again this week I'd like to read to you the little devotion. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, in Proverbs 25, verse 25 we read, "As cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. A cool glass of water does much good to a hard-working man who's been working outside in the noonday sun. It brings relief, not only to the body, but often to the mind as well. The gospel brings refreshment to a poor sinner who feels their sin and desires relief. However, that is not all. We also have the message of comfort and hope for God's people. How we need such at this present time. We all know weariness and what it is to struggle as we press on. May the Lord so take the word and apply it through the Holy Spirit that we might know much needed refreshment. The Lord in mercy knows what we need." This morning we're turning to Mark chapter 7 and verse 37 and particularly considering those words, "He hath done all things well." There was a man who was deaf and had a speech impediment. The Lord came and blessed him and delivered him. And the people said, "He hath done all things well." And so he has. If you're not a Christian, or you would consider the wonderful Saviour who does all things well. And we who love the Lord, we have no regrets, have we? We have no disappointments with the Lord Jesus Christ. He hath done all things well. That's our united testimony, isn't it? And what a privilege to be able to say that this morning. This evening we're turning to Proverbs 25 and verse 25. We've already read those words. "As cold waters to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country." And we will consider there, the Lord willing and the Lord enabling, refreshment for weary souls. First of all, we'll consider the weary sinner without Christ who needs that refreshment. But then again, the Lord's people, though we have known satisfaction, we're saved and we're on our way to heaven, we in life know what it is to be weary in affliction, where there is refreshment for the weary soul. And it's my prayer this evening, Alan, you might know refreshment in your hearts at this present time. The Lord be with you and the Lord bless you. Thank you.